Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 6th of May, 2020. This is a continuation of the emergency meeting for the town of Curie Beach. May I have a motion to continue the meeting?
Motion to continue.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, this evening we're going to start with a few of the department head updates. And for those of you on the phone, this evening we're going to address the beach, parking, and short-term rentals. So let's start with Chief Kennedy.
Thank you, Council. I'll be brief. Since last Monday, our lifeguards spoke with about a dozen people per day, but I think one dog per day. So things have been moving along pretty well. So that's all that I have.
Thank you. Thanks, Chief. Any questions for Chief?
No.
All right.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Police, Joe.
It's a lot quieter the last few days. Just want to thank the police department, the fire department, and the public works administration for supporting us how you have. Hopefully with the changes that are going to be brought forth after this meeting today, for this weekend, it will protect the officers, the firemen, the fire department a little bit better than it was from last weekend. And hopefully the parking.
You can't hear you, Joe.
I'm sorry.
Joe.
Hopefully the parking problem will be corrected. With some of the measures that are going to be implemented. That's about it. Any questions?
No, we might ask you a couple questions as we move forward here if we get into problems with our discussions. But thank you. Mandy, I think you had something you wanted to bring up.
And we're going to amend our order tonight for our state of emergency declaration. I would like to include in there, you guys voted that it was okay to have committee meetings through conference calls. So I would like to add that into our state of emergency and do them and address this on a monthly basis, just like for the month of May. And then if we're still in this, we'll do it again in the month of June, if you guys are okay with that. And...
Well, why don't we deal with that one? Anybody have a problem with that?
No.
No, I think it'd be a smart thing to do.
Just so we're covered.
Okay.
I mean, I know that you guys voted on it, but just having it in our declaration would be better. And then another thing that I was thinking about is after the last meeting, when people are calling in, a lot of times we can't understand them, or they're too close to the microphone, or they're too far away, or it's breaking up. For our public comments section, perhaps we could do what we did in the budget meeting and have everyone email the town clerk, and I would advertise. My email address is obviously on the website, but when we post the advertisement for the meetings and the call-in information, we could put, please email Mandy Sanders at, and give my email address there as well, so that I could read the questions out to council and you guys can answer them, and we just, that way we get them all answered, and in the event they don't get it in time during the meeting, we can still respond to an email, and then our citizens aren't left with an unanswered question.
That's a good idea, Mandy. I think my personal choice would be that we allow a few of them to come over directly so we can get the tone from the individuals, and when we have to cut the meeting, clearly have them communicate with any additional questions to you.
And have them include their name and address.
Yes.
On the email.
Obviously.
Well, yeah, we would put that on in the direction.
Yeah, we just seem to have a lot of trouble on the night. I mean, we couldn't hear people, and we couldn't understand their questions.
And sometimes they'll talk over one another, and it's accidental. I mean, it's inadvertent, but we don't have someone like the governor does that is pre-screening and saying, okay, question number one is such and such from such and such. So I was just trying to think of a way that we can, get everyone heard.
Okay, well, how do the rest of you feel about that?
I'm okay with just the emails.
Okay.
Yeah, so, kind of with you, Craig. I mean, I like people have an opportunity to talk. If we can't understand them, we should for them. But we get a sense of the tone, although I really feel bad when I can't understand what they're saying. So I'm kind of mixed. I'm whichever way the rest of council, I don't have a strong opinion.
John, where are you on this?
I can go either way. I'm with you and David. I'm listening for a few. It gets to be everybody online wants to ask the question, and you know, we need to cut it off and allow staff to go home for the day and have emails to respond to.
We do need to keep it to, yeah.
But if the council wants to just totally mail, I can do that too.
We do need to keep it to questions instead of comments. Comments can clearly be sent in, but questions is what we need to deal with here as council. What do you think, Joe?
Doesn't matter to me, whichever way.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to do a mix of both, then I will provide my email address with the call in information. And
yeah, because there are people that are not comfortable speaking in front of 100 other people on the telephone. That's fine. It gives them an option.
And if I have... get emails, I will read them out during the comment section as well, I guess. Is that how you want me to do
yes.
it?
Yeah, that'll be fine. If they send it, if we have time, we'll deal with them as you read them. If we don't have time, we'll answer them after.
Okay. And I think that was it.
Okay, good ideas. Thanks. Thanks, Mandy. Keep us efficient. Thank you. Arlen, finance?
I guess as part of the, I guess one of the questions that came up during the previous emergency meeting was about the costs incurred so far in relation to all of this.
Yep.
So we do have these aren't going to be exact numbers, but they're pretty good estimates, I think, at this point in time. So we've incurred about $6,800 of labor costs, about $5,100 of supplies and materials, and then approximately $2,500 of parking enforcement, including rental of signs. And then we also have use of our own equipment, so we're allowed a charge for that, because a lot of this will be submitted to FEMA for hopefully reimbursement, since this is considered a emergency. A federal disaster. So when we add that on, that's another $8,300. So that brings us up to about $22,700 to this point in time. So this will continue on, and we'll continue to accumulate and report into FEMA any additional costs.
Okay, so that'll either be FEMA reimbursement or potentially some reimbursement through these programs that are coming through the state.
Possibly, yeah.
Correct. One way or the other, so, correct. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Keep score. Thank you.
Anybody have any questions?
No, great update and thanks. And that, for the citizens on the call, that actually was emailed to us after the meeting. So if you send questions, we will answer them.
Thanks, Arlen. Any other department heads have anything they wish to add? Okay. All right. We're going to move into the discussion points on the three topics that I talked about. We'd like to start with David Hegler's work on the what is going on around us.
Yes, yeah, so
David, if you would.
Yep, perfect. So I'll just go town by town, and some of this is public knowledge, completely public knowledge, and some of it's not 100% public knowledge yet because all the press releases aren't out. So the press release from Carolina Beach did come out. They, as of May 8th, are dropping all restrictions for basically everything. So their parking will be open, their short-term rentals will be open, their beach will be open for all normal activities. So that's their press release. And you're welcome to go out and see it. It was sent out today about, I think, 2 o'clock when I got it, so I'm not sure. Rational Beach hasn't, their council has met, they haven't got their press release out. They are maintaining their beach restrictions. It looks like they are opening some mix of short-term rentals and hotels, because I haven't seen their press release. I don't know exactly what that is. And then about 40%, between 20 and 40% of their parking will be open to the public. So not all of their parking, but some of their parking is opening up as of Friday. The city of Wilmington, they have not sent theirs out yet, but my understanding from people I can talk to close to their meetings are they are going to open some of their rental properties, and it wasn't clear exactly what. I believe it's short-term rentals, but not motels and hotels, but that could change. We'll find out what comes out today. And then, of course, they don't have beaches to deal with, so that's the Wilmington movement. Then the mayor and I met with the department to talk about the issues we saw last weekend and what we would recommend for changing or modifying from what we've been doing. And like the mayor said, there's really three areas that we need to discuss tonight for council direction. The first one is the beach. And the issues around the beach are just the amount of interactions between the police and fire for the visitors that are on the beach. The recommendations from both of those departments is for whoever gets to the beach properly or not properly, if they follow social distancing, their recommendations are we just let people be on the beach like we normally do and then enforce the social distancing requirements. So if there's big groups that are getting there, the lifeguards would let them know, you know, there's not supposed to be more than 10 per the governor's order. And then if that became a problem, then the police would be called. But basically, the beach will be back like we all know it, right? So you could go down to the beach, you can enjoy the beach, you could sit on the beach, you could read. Still no dogs, still no alcohol, still no glass.
What?
And you can fish, yeah. Craig won't even say fish as well. He's making a good sign. So that's the first recommendation from the staff meeting is for the beach moving forward. Carolina Beach has already done this. One, there'll be a friction point. Two, the beach is not our issue. It's really how many people come to the beach, at least from the feedback from staff, and I agree with that. So that's the first recommendation, that as we modify our state of emergency on Friday, basically we would just lift our beach restrictions. That's number one. Number two is parking. So parking also had a number of issues with it. And I'll start with Atlantic Avenue and then move to the other part. So Atlantic Avenue, having a 30-minute turnover place was just a problem for all the people down there, right? So if people can come and park for 30 minutes, they ended up on the beach, they were all over the place, the turnover up there was bad. The staff recommendation is we leave Atlantic Avenue open for drive-through, so you can drive through Atlantic Avenue, and we leave the handicapped parking spaces open, but block off all the other parking spaces on Atlantic Avenue. So it will become a drive-through road, just like the rest of Atlantic Avenue, with two handicapped parking. Is that right, Joe? I'm not sure how you're done. It's either two or four handicap parking on.
There's a few at the other end as well.
Yeah, I think it might be four.
The ones that are already there?
The handicap parking that are already there will be left open, and all other parking on Atlantic Avenue will be blocked off by cones.
And there's like four along that strand between the pier and M, but like four handicap parking places.
Yes, I think you're right.
And there's two down close to M, and there's two close to the pier. They're not four in a row.
Yeah.
No, they're not four in a row.
They're on each end.
Right.
Yeah.
But it would be the standard, already marked, handicap parking. That's the recommendation from staff, which I would concur with. That takes care of Atlantic Avenue. The east side of K Avenue by the business district. So in front of the businesses, staff felt that worked well. The businesses had no issues with getting customers in and out. So we leave the south side right in front of the restaurants, right, just like it is for pickup from the businesses.
That'll still be 30-minute parking there.
30-minute parking for businesses.
West K, okay.
On the south side.
Okay.
Then
on the north side, as you make the loop and come by Bud and Joe's, on the recommendation is that for town issued decals only. None of this 30 minutes stuff, just town issued decals. And we whatever we do, label every space that's got restrictions. So that was another part of the feedback from both the people that received tickets and from staff is we need to go ahead and label every space, even though that seems a little excessive and not isn't going to look that good. Staff just pointed out that, you know, all the calls that the admin department got. Can you please mute your phone if you're coughing, ma'am? And to Does a sneeze bless you?
I have to, I can't mute.
Okay. So those will be town issued decals on the north side. Then on the other side of the case, they're coming up west on K Avenue, the recommendation for staff was still town issued decals, which they are right now, but just increase the labeling to every spot. So basically every spot we're going to control, we're going to label because of the issues that town's going to have with the cause. So that those don't change basically. The ones that are in discussion for council's consideration from the staff, because the staff was split on this, is down Fort Fisher Boulevard, all of those spaces, either staff recommendation is we mark them all or we let them be open parking. But if we want them controlled, we need to mark them, which we're ready to do. We're looking for council's will. Just because those are where all the contention is. With the opening of all of the parking in Carolina Beach and a significant amount of Riceville Beach, I'm fine if we start to ease into some open public parking. So I don't have a strong recommendation. I'm open either way with council, so that's why I'm bringing it to you. So you have to fully understand it. Either Fort Fisher Avenue could just become okay if it's a marked space and it doesn't have a sign saying town issued decal, then anyone could park there. So if someone could come into town and park there and go to the beach and fish, and that'd be fine. Use the beach accesses, whichever the closest one was, just like we knew. We're going to have to start easing in, whether it's this week or next week, we're going to have to work our way in. This will give us a chance to have just a limited number of open spaces so we can see how that's going to work out.
That would also have the effect of spreading.
Yeah,
and spreading people across the entire beach.
Exactly right. Is it would spread some people out. It's still not very many spaces. So I think we counted in how many? 48 is, I believe, what we got just down Fort Fisher.
Some of those are double or triple.
That's right. Yep. So that one's open for. I don't have a hard recommendation either way. So that's the parking issue, and then we maintain the public beach accesses and the large parking areas on I and E barricaded off, as well as the one down at the very south end by Ocean Dunes and N Avenue. Thank you, Chief. So the ones that are currently barricaded off, we would leave off. The question is just the ones on Fort Fisher Boulevard. Do we want signs on every one of those, or do we want to, okay, if you get there and it's open, you can park there. I'm okay either way. That's why I'm bringing up the council. So that's the second issue, and we'll talk about all three of these issues. The last issue is short-term rentals and hotels. I'm of the sense that I would not recommend we open that this weekend. The governor still, even in phase one, has a stay-at-home order for the state. Multiple states still have stay-at-home orders for states. In one of the press conferences, the governor said, this is not for leisure travel, and anyone coming to Cary Beach is coming for leisure travel, at least in my belief. I do think that we're going to get there fairly soon, but I'm also a little concerned with this weekend with what Carolina Beach did, that we're going to see the Food Line, we're going to see Publix have a huge run on Saturday like it always does in July. That I don't know that they're ready for one. And then two, multiple restaurants are at minimal capacity, and I don't know how fast they're gonna be able to ramp up. And then the last thing around short-term rentals and hotels is, if you look at the governor's requirements, and I don't know how to communicate this to all of those business owners, but their employees and contractors, because that's who's gonna get our people sick, not the people staying there, I don't think, it's the people cleaning those places and then staying in the community. There's some requirements in the governor's order on training for them and proper PPE and proper disinfectant that I'm not sure how any of those organizations are addressing those.
The chamber did do a training for that, but we don't know how well populated it was.
Okay, well that's good. I didn't know that. That's awesome. I was just thinking, how do we ask the question to the owners or the cleaning companies or whatever? You know, are you trained to these standards? I don't know the answer to that one, but it was one that came up for me as I was looking at all this. So those are my recommendations. And then finally, I think we do need to build a timeline. I think Wilmington is going to roll out a timeline when they have their press announcement that I really liked. I sent that to council for your review. I think council should meet and build that timeline over the next 3 or 4 weeks, because I know there are a number of people, both visitors and property owners and hotel owners, that the uncertainty is really a problem for them. And I think as a council, there's enough information right now that we should at least say, here's what we believe the timeline is moving forward. And I said that to council for your consideration, not to act on tonight, but I think we should commit to the people on the phone that by Friday we'll send something out with here's a timeline and everything goes according to what the governor's saying.
Thank you. Thanks, David. That's a lot of work, a lot of communication, time well spent. Let's deal with the initial question. From my perspective, as we will go to each of you, the thought is, my personal thoughts are, I do not want our first responders dealing with the interaction of hundreds of people for items that are not specifically an issue for the population. We want to limit the things that were done on the beach. We have enforced it. I don't think other towns have enforced it. And in that way, we have actually exposed our folks to quite a few people. So we had a strategy when we started. We are not limiting access to the beach, but we will limit what we can limit, and we can limit parking. So that is what my thoughts are today, but I want to hear where each of you are, and so we can come up with something that makes sense for all of us.
I support more lessening the restrictions for access to the beach. That doesn't mean change the park, but let people go to the beach and sit on the beach, fish on the beach, from the recommendation that was sent out by email today. No tents and no umbrellas.
Yeah, staff wasn't in favor of that.
Yeah.
I mean, so for the people on the call, part of the stuff that I sent out this afternoon before meeting with staff was at multiple beaches in North Carolina and past, in the past, there have been limitations on umbrellas and tents and basically shade. And as we talked through staff's concern was, we're still going to have to interact because half the people down there are going to do that. If we say, you know, they can sit, they're going to have an umbrella, and then we're going to have to talk to them anyway. So that's why I dropped it from the recommendation. Once we talked through, staff was like, if you're going to do that, you're doing the same thing we've been doing. And really, you know, do you want the grandma down on the beach and then she gets sunburned because she didn't have a tent? They just thought that was just as bad. And after talking through, I kind of agree with them. Like, it's good to have good department heads to sometimes really in. So that's why that one dropped down.
Yeah, that was something in the discussions, thinking grandmothers will take grandchildren to the beach. They will want to know why they can't protect them from the sun. So it's kind of, I don't know if they'll look at it that way, but it's a little bit of a nod to our citizens. When our citizens wish to go to the beach, I wouldn't encourage them to necessarily go to the beach on the weekends if they don't feel good about it. But when they do go to the beach, that they would have the freedom to have the protection they think they need.
There's grandmothers taking their kids to the beach already.
Right.
I mean, they're active, they're walking, they're running, they're playing in the water. And mostly when the grandkids are in the water, the grandparents or the parents themselves are standing and watching their children play. They're not necessarily in the water with them, particularly the 2 or 3 or 4 year olds.
Mm-hmm.
But I do support a more open beach, more activity. There's going to be more people. I understand that. Our policy of limiting the number coming to the town will remain in place if we restrict parking, so our citizens can have more freedom on the beach.
Good points, John. Alan?
I'm definitely in favor of giving more freedom to more activities on the beach. Not our first responders and everybody being there, having to interact with so many people, it wasn't fair to them, really. And if our citizens will do as they're supposed to do, and social distance and not be in large groups, I'm totally in favor of the beach. Giving more freedoms on the beach.
But. Joe?
I'm fine with it on the beach. It's time.
So do you want us to do the state of emergency by motion, each one, so that we can separate them when we're ready? That may be, is that easier for you?
I think so.
Okay. I make a motion that the town drop any local restrictions on activities on the beach to match the governor's state of emergency.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion by council while we just went through this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's move on to question number two, parking. My personal belief on parking is that 30 minutes was a disaster. It didn't work, my opinion. Therefore, I don't see any reason to keep that 30-minute area open, and it would be at the encouragement of Joseph and some of the other commissioners. I think I am okay with the closure of the parking areas, except handicap, like you had mentioned. I think I would be in favor, I believe I would be in favor of opening Fort Fisher, as we had talked about. That's a limited number of spaces, but if you get there and you're spread out across the entire beach, that's a better scenario than piling everything up in the middle of town, my opinion. It will still allow significant decal parking, favored decal parking for the community as designated by the decals. That's kind of where I am. So even though we may reduce things on the beach, I think we have to be smarter with parking. We have to have parking marked correctly, as you had recommended, David. And I think the only question in my mind is 6th Street and should be an open parking area or should it be a closed parking area? It's a long walk to the beach, but it's certainly a question that we should think through. And that was just an opinion for me. Okay, you all represent the town, so I am opening it for your opinions.
So how are we going to mark off Atlantic? Are we going to put cones and, I mean, barrels and tape up like we have, say, at
Atlantic? We'll probably, so I haven't talked with Jimmy yet, we'll probably put a cone at each parking space except for the handicaps. Okay. Or he may have barricade tape. We'll figure out the best way to do it.
Okay. Did the department heads give a reason for not just shutting it down, like back down like it was, while they preferred
the drive-through? I'll let the department speak, but I think it was just so citizens could go by and see the ocean. Once the streets open and park it, close it back down. Okay. Did you have, well, and the handicap parking doesn't work if you can't drive down to it. So that might have been the other issue. Any more thoughts on that, Joe?
No, we just felt that was a halfway point of allowing people to see the ocean, but restricting parking there, because the 30-minute parking
was not. It was a
mess. Okay, I mean, I'm good with that. Probably can actually mark it off. I'm good with that. And I agree totally with spreading out between N and E Avenue, those on street, on Fort Fisher Boulevard parking lot, parking spaces, does give us some flexibility to spread out and not everybody concentrating at the pier area.
Yeah.
Is the plan to still have the 30-minute food pickup on the south side of the gate?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
how about the north side? You make the U-turn. If you don't go up Atlantic, go back up by Blood Joe. Is that parking? Or
that's
town
issue decal parking is what the staff recommended, and I concur with.
And that's where.
And there'll be a sign at every stop. Not town, no. Just town issued decal parking.
And that's where we're going to do employees and stuff like that also, right?
Yeah, town issued decal.
And that would actually extend, we talked about extending.
All the way up K Avenue.
All the way up K.
Just like it is right now, the one change will be there'll be a sign at every spot.
Yeah.
So K.
According to what we do about Fort Fisher, where we need to do, tomorrow Jimmy and Mandy will be making a lot of signs, but the feedback, one of the things we want to fix is I don't want any more irate people calling town hall about the fact that, well, there wasn't a sign, even though we've advertised this widely. It's one less thing for them to get called for. They're getting plenty enough calls, I think.
Joseph.
I'm fine with all the parking. I think it's probably going to be fast and furious to get down here to get parking space Saturday morning.
Well, I think everyone's going to get a Carolina Beach with all their...
That's even better.
Yeah, no.
But I'm fine with it.
Yeah. So with their parking open as you mentioned, David, there will be much more attraction down there. People that do come here will be spread out across the entire beach with this particular plan.
I think that's the most important
and it
thing.
And it does give premier parking to the town issued placards, decals.
So, can I make a motion about parking here, you guys?
So, this side, the west side of K Avenue, will still be the
town issued decals. Just like it's been, except there'll be one at every space.
Maybe decals, or
which I hate when they look like that.
Decals or the overflow from the
previous. Exactly right.
Okay,
town issued decals, that's right. Okay, so my motion for parking is make a motion that we close the 30-minute parking on Atlantic Avenue with the handicap spaces to remain open, allow pass-through traffic on Atlantic Avenue, K Avenue parking all becomes town-issued decals and individually marked. The south side in front of the restaurants becomes 30-minute pickup for picking up your food from the restaurants so that they can continue their curbside service per the governor's order. And the marked spaces on Fort Fisher Boulevard will become open parking in the town. All other parking ordinances will apply. That's the motion.
Second.
Okay. This is based on the input from the staff. It is based on their safety. It is based on some of the feedback we have had from the citizenry. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And this will be effective Saturday morning.
Friday at 5, right?
Friday at
5. Well, we're going to talk about all these. We're going to make them all effective at the same time. So, because you're not going to write the state of
emergency and change. That.
That's right. Okay.
We did not address 6th Avenue.
We
did. Yeah, did you have any input from the police? 6th Avenue?
The police respond by us. I think open would be better if it gives the opportunity for some people to come down.
I said marked spaces the way I wrote it. So I didn't specifically say 6th Avenue, but.
Okay.
So at the will of council, either one. The police said they're fine with it being open. That's.
Joe, you have an opinion on that one? Making you go first this time, sorry.
Let's leave it open.
Let's leave it open for right now. We can always close it if we have issues.
And we can give the
we can
police
change
department
anything
the
tomorrow.
Authority to close parking on any issues. We could do that. I think you have that capability, is that right? Yeah, so if they run into issues, the police department can't close it on the weekend. They don't need our authority because they can close any parking area or street.
And they already have that authority, so I'm good with that. I'm good.
Right.
John?
I'm good with that, too.
Okay, do we want to let's have a motion for that?
I make a motion that 6th Avenue as a marked space would be open parking. The police have the authority to close it on any issues that occur.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Now, be advised that all of this is a journey, and if we have to make adjustments, we will continue to make the adjustments we've been making. Now, next thing we want to talk about is short-term rentals. David had given us some recommendations. I think the important thing to note is we have stayed with the science from the beginning. Science, we ask for some guidelines and measurements. We received them from the hospital. The hospital is green. The governor actually has his own. They seem to be on the green, though he does not believe that he is ready to lift his stay-at-home order at this point in time. He would like to see more going, more continuation. At the same time, we have had continual growth in the number of cases in our state. Even though as a county in this community, we seem to be doing well. Opening up will bring people from particular hot spots, in my opinion. So I think today, as we talk about this, if we are not going to follow the suit of the others, that we should at least be giving a date that motels, hotels, short-term rentals can be looking to and start to communicate with. And I want everybody to bear in mind that the 24th of May is Memorial Day weekend. So with that, I'm opening it up to opinion, discussion, points to be made by council. Where are we? What is your will?
You know, we still have to stay at home more.
Yes.
And it just baffles me that, I mean, I understand that our short-term rentals, hotels, they want to open. I understand that. I would want to if I was in their shoes. But we still have a stay-at-home order in place. And I still think we have a responsibility to our citizens to try to limit. And we've tried to do that, and we've tried to give them some flexibility. But I can't see right now, as we see what's going to happen in other communities, how we can open short-term rentals right now. I agree 100% in giving a date. You know, unless if everything goes well, we'll open them, we'll give you that date. And what that date is, I'm open for suggestions on that. But, you know,
You're concerned that the order from the governor, as mentioned by David, is non-leisure travel?
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
Not encouraged, and this is leisure travel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You can't go to a restaurant. You can't really go anywhere.
Where's somebody going to eat?
I never cook on vacation.
I'm not sure how you would get fed, honestly. So,
but I'll be the farthest to the right, if I may, on this. I think we shouldn't. At the minimum, the 22nd of May, Memorial Weekend. For if they want a date, that's what I think.
Is that based off the governor's?
That's based off the phase one at a minimum of 2 weeks that starts Friday. That gives us in phase one with some more capabilities to move around, more businesses being open to track to see how everything's going to respond, if there's any spikes anywhere. I think it's the most prudent time, but I'm just one vote.
Well, that's the governor's stay-at-home order lifted is May 22nd, assuming that it continues to go by his. At least that's what he put out yesterday, Executive Order 138. When he puts his timing out, he says it 2 weeks unless extended, and that will be May 22nd. So that's what he did yesterday.
John?
I listened to the governor yesterday, and he used the phrase modified stay at home. I'm not exactly sure what that means in the governor's terminology, modified. He opened more businesses from before, and he made a comment that if a business is open, you, the public, may go to that business. Under the guidelines of distancing and mask and those types of things. But he opened up the parks, the trails, more businesses, and made the comment that if the business is open, you're welcome to go to it under some restrictions. I agree with you gentlemen in regard to we set a policy and a
process of keeping a lot of people away from Cure Beach and protecting the people that we have here already. I could go with the crowd and go to the 22nd, set the 22nd so people can start that. I could split the difference and go to the 15th so that folks could have an extra week. That would give one full week after we lessen things from the 8th to the 15th. You want to do 2 weeks to the 22nd? I don't know what that one extra week does for anybody. The one concern is if we establish the 22nd as openness and the folks that rent their homes and the hotels that rent the rooms, they're going to get an influx of renters that are going to come on the 22nd. And I don't know what happens if on the 19th we shut it back down because there was a problem.
That's kind of out of control then.
Well, that would be, well, it wouldn't, I don't know what it would be. But yeah, I think everybody's got that problem whenever you do it. But I think at least from the emails we were getting, a significant amount of the questioning was, look, just tell us when. I mean, some people were unhappy, they want it right now, right? So some of the emails. Some of the people were more, okay, give us some definition because we need that, right? Because we can't tell, we don't know what to tell our customers. We don't know what to do with, you know, maybe it's financial issues or maybe it's just management issues or whatever. But, you know, some of them have employees, the hotels, that, okay, I got to tell employees when to be ready for. And then some of them may have a project that, okay, if it's a long-term thing, I want to do a project, but I don't want to take it out of business. So I understand them pushing us, and I think our responsibility is we got to pick a date, and then that's the date. If the world falls apart between that date and now, you know, everyone should know that whatever happened, the governor's going to be on saying bad stuff's happening. You know, the county commissioners are going to be on saying bad things happening. New Hanover Regional Medical Center guy is going to be on saying bad things are happening. So this date, all as soon as we stay on the same track, whenever we pick the date, right? So I'm glad you guys are talking about date because I think that's important for us to give an answer. I'm with John. I'm open to, you know, I don't think we should do it this weekend because I really am interested to see how it goes with Carolina and Riceville. I think we're doing a lot of change. It lets us have a weekend. We just made a major change on what we're doing on the beach to see it and figure out if that's working. We're doing some stuff with parking, figure out if that's working. We have no restaurants open on Monday or Tuesday in Curie Beach, which is the first time that's ever happened in my life in May. And I'm kind of old. So there's already that issue. There's a lot of issues that need to start working itself out. If you try to get, because I tried this on Monday afternoon, right now with no one here but just the people that live here, I went to 3 restaurants before I got something for my family because you couldn't, they wouldn't take orders at the phone, so you had to call at INTI, and the phone was busy for 25 calls.
It was worth it though, wasn't it?
No, I didn't get it. I went somewhere else.
Took me 40 minutes to get through.
Yeah, so, you know, when all these people come this weekend, I'm concerned that I'm planning on eating at home because I don't know that you're going to be able to get a restaurant meal Saturday night or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday. So, you know, I want to see all that stuff work out a little bit. So I'm kind of with John and Joe. The 22nd matches up with the governor. I don't think it should be any later than that personally. The 15th. Sort of at least gives us a week to see if all the restaurants respond to what happens with what Carolina Beach just did, and we're still okay. I'm interested to see what happens early next week with getting, if you're planning on eating out, you might want to reconsider that and have a backup plan.
Well, the 22nd, I've always looked at, living down here, Easter is the soft opening of the season.
Right.
Memorial Day is the hard opening.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That, if everything goes well, the season as it's termed will be fine, barring nothing catastrophic happening. So I think that, and that gives us 2 weeks. And The short-term rentals is probably going to be the most divisive topic that the full-time, year-round residents have opinions on. And the vast majority of them lean one way. They don't want them back yet. So.
Any other points?
I feel strongly on the 22nd.
Okay. Well, it seems like we have two 22nds and two could be either way. Anybody else thinking? Actually, I think we have two people who feel pretty strong about the 22nd and at least three people who say, you know, we could work with it one way or the other. We need to be advised. I agree with you, Joseph, that I believe that the local population would like us to do the things we need to do to keep them as protected. I do want to remind everyone that our health is our personal business. We have to follow the rules. If you don't follow the rules, you're risking yourself and risking others. So I would tell you, if you don't want to go somewhere where you think there's going to be people who will not be respectful, I would not go at that particular time. Okay, so I believe I am looking for a motion from the council that would say the 22nd.
I'll make a motion that we leave the ban on short-term rentals till May 22nd.
That's for the motels, hotels, and the oceanfront, all the rentals.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other points wish to be made by council? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now, again, things can change. Any other input?
I would like to say that we need to look at how we're going to relax parking to get back to normal over the next few weeks, right? So we'll get good feedback over this weekend with Fort Fisher Boulevard and 6th Avenue, and then we just need to start talking about it to figure out how to get back to where we normally are. And we will be watching what Rational Beach does, and then Carolina Beach has already relaxed all there, so we'll get some good view for that as well.
Well, this is Mother's Day weekend coming up, which is traditionally a busier weekend down here. I think we'll get a good determination how to move forward.
Well, the weather's this weekend. Supposed to be cold.
The weather's going to be bad.
Right, so it's a balance. But
yeah,
I just think that as we look forward, that's the next challenge, right? So the short-term rental, council's will has spoken, so we can communicate that so everyone at least understands what we're doing. Sure, we can get plenty of feedback on that. And then as we go forward, we just got to work on, okay, I think it's a phased approach. We'll see how it goes with Fort Fisher Boulevard and 6th Avenue. And then kind of what I'm seeing with Riceville Beach, not Carolina Beach because they just opened it all, with Riceville Beach is it looks like we're opening less of a percentage of ours to public parking than they are of theirs. And we could follow them and see how that goes. So it looks... It's hard to tell exactly what percentage is open up there. It's a lot more spaces than ours, right? But we'll see if the concern of not opening enough parking and people show up as they drive around looking for parking, that's one concern. And the second concern is they park on private property. Those are the two concerns, right? So the police is aware that they have to ramp up enforcement with what we've done with this parking. We're gonna keep on there to help them out in the short term, and then we just gotta phase that. And I'll propose a timeline working with the police department on it and public works on, okay, here's the timeline for parking. We can get that out to council to start looking at it.
Okay, did we establish this takes effect? Our first two motions are gonna take effect with the parking and with the beach at 5 o'clock on Friday.
We haven't said when yet, but we have to do that before we close. Yeah.
Can I make a quick point there that Public Works may need to close or Atlanta back off probably earlier in the morning?
Correct.
At 5 o'clock on Friday, it could be full.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We can block off spaces. If we'll work with the police bar and Public Works on exactly when the spaces get blocked off because they don't need permission from us to do that. They know our intention. so they can just start blocking them off.
It should be 30-minute parking at that point still.
Yeah, so just as people leave. Yeah, good point. But I think that would, we've got all the motions to do the work to write it. It won't be ready for the mayor to sign it until after we write and proof it, make sure it meets the intent, but the mayor can sign it late tonight or tomorrow morning. Might just have some time to work on it. But I would make a motion that all of these changes to our state of emergency take effect at 5 p.m. on May 8th, Friday.
Second.
All in favor of the timing?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Let us hope that all of these actions taken by the surrounding communities, as well as ourselves, continues to keep this a safe area. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot stay in this particular condition indefinitely. So as the world moves forward, we will move forward with them. We're not moving forward first. Maybe that's not necessarily leadership, but it also takes courage to stand down or to stand up when other people are doing different things. We're going to continue with our particular strategy. We will watch the metrics. We will listen to the governor. We will support the laws. We will ask you to do the things you're supposed to do in social distancing. And we will get to a point where our businesses will be open and we will all be thriving again together. So this may be disappointing for some on the phone, but we are going to get there together. Maybe not as soon as some would like, but that's our best judgment tonight. With that, how many are on the phone?
122.
All right. We have approximately 8 minutes to take questions.
So before you do that, would you like me to read you the emails I have?
Oh, certainly. Certainly, if you have some.
How many emails do you get?
Three.
Okay. Steal those.
So I forwarded you one of them, and I just got two of them. The first one, I got was from Susan Mashtrapal on L Avenue. She stated, "I concur with Major parking at Atlantic was a total disaster, and I'm very happy parking will be shut down. I witnessed people dumping large bags and amounts of garbage from their car into our trash cans. Thank you." And then the next one, from John Gomez. "Mandy, I disagree with opening on weekends. I would suggest to open on Monday, the 18th of May, so it will be a slow roll into the weekend."
Okay.
And then my next email was from Judy Lyric. And she said, "Thank you for not opening short-term rentals at this time. Encouraging people to travel to Curie Beach is insane. I'm concerned about Carolina Beach. That will also affect Curie Beach. Don't understand how Carolina Beach is complying to governor order by allowing short-term rental. Health matters." And that's all of my emails.
Okay. Thank you. Those are comments. Any questions? We still have about 6 minutes before we have to break. Feel free to send any additional questions into Mandy, or if you can get online and you want to ask one now, please be my guest.
Wick Wick Live, 4th Avenue.
Yes, Wick.
Sorry, I may have missed it. Is this middle first 15 be loud?
Yes.
Yes.
When?
When?
Friday at
Friday
after 5 o'clock.
You talked over each other. I think you said Friday 5 o'clock?
Yes,
that's
sir.
Correct. Sorry, go ahead. No, you got it.
May 8th at 5 p.m., Friday at 5 p.m. Sorry about that.
Okay, thanks, David.
Yes, sir.
This is Ray Conroy. Steve Ray?
Yes.
My question is public restrooms. Are you opening those as well?
No. Not at this time, not in a state of emergency with parking closed off.
Any other questions? Okay, to all of you on the phone, thank you very much for calling in.
Monday?
Yes, for continuation, yeah, thank you, actually. Getting ahead of myself. So,
Groundhog Day, man. Yeah.
Can we have a motion for continuation?
I make a motion we continue the meeting to Monday, that's May 10th?
11th.
Thank you, sorry, May 11th at 5 p.m.?
That's fine.
Is there any other meetings in conflict on Monday? All in staff's checking right now.
No.
The bike committee is at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, pedestrians
at 3 o'clock.
Make a motion Monday, 5 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.